This recording, Ontario 19, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comegit Secure is copyright Douglas N. Honoruff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working in a deserted district of the territory for a long time. She was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She had a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see that in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, the itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she had administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. It was a small cat which lasted 13 years, and I thought that was a generous time considering the health of the cat. It was a small cat that we got from a resident in a town, and unfortunately this cat had fleas. We did not know this. We went wanting to get a boy cat. In the case, we saw the two boy cats and they were like springs. We didn't get them. We saw the girl cat, which resembled the mother, which was a beautiful tortoiseshell type of cat. And it was just an alley cat, and she came up curled in her lap, and we took her home. We got her home, my wife turned the cat over and found all her little host of friends. So I stayed in the bathtub all night with the cat, with the water running, and picked the fleas off her, which she was very happy about. Then the next morning when we could finally get to a veterinary clinic, we got her there. They kept her for 3 days, did all the treatments. They called her Baby X. They didn't want to give her up. We finally got her back.